You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Jersey Shore, it's a bromitment. Mike is dodging thoughts. And Angelina and Jenny, will they ever be friends? Jersey Shore, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud.
If you Mike's have making fun, me hungry. Mike's making me hungry.
Dodging thoughts.
Sure. We are the Jersey Shore Family Vacation Panel. Four thoughts and a baby. Four Guidos and a baby is the episode. But before we get into everything, I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, ladies.
What up, everybody? It's DJ. Woo-woo.
And it is Justine, a.k.a. J-Wow.
Hey, and Staycation's not here today, but make sure you guys send her your love. She will be back with us next week. It is a crazy episode. We also will have news and gossip and our favorite segment, Little Meatball of the Day. And let me just tell you, the news and gossip is actually still rolling right now. Ooh. So we're getting like live updates as stuff is happening. And if you guys are watching, you know what we're talking about. But we'll get into that a little later. Guys, overall thoughts on this episode?
It was pretty funny, actually. I mean, it was just like dumb, but at the same time, it was like, I think we just love them just being just ridiculous.
Like, yes.
It's still entertaining. That's how amazing they are.
I always say the same thing. I mean, nothing really happened, but at the same time,
we watch it.
I think there wasn't any drama in this one. It was just all fun, and I think all the guys just joking around, and we just like watching them. Like, I just want to know what it is about them that they could just sit there and do what they do, and I'm just like,
we're obsessed. I mean, even when we seen the scenes, like, we were all talking, we were like, when we see where they're going next week. I think I think we're just all committed and we're so into them, even though the episodes are like, they're not really doing anything. But we will sit and watch them for an hour.
Mm-hmm. It's their personalities. It's just like, and the way that their relationship is, their, like, chemistry, it's just awesome.
Their ratings are still really good, right?
Yeah.
They're
doing,
and they're not doing anything.
I think it's nostalgic. Like, when you bring back all those old shows like The Hills and Team MOG, and Jersey Shore, like, those are the shows that are going to perform because it reminds you of a certain moment in your life. It reminds me of high school. So that's why I watch it, because I'm like, oh, and they look good. And, like, now we're all the same age. So now I'm like, okay, even though they're successful and rich and I'm poor and whatever.
Oh,
but
you guys were the same.
I'm the same age. They're a little, I mean, Pauly's definitely way older than me, but I'm the same age as they are now. So, like, we're literally in this, giving my age away, but it's cool
that's
to see.
Crazy.
Like, me and the kids from The Hills were the same age. Me and everyone from Jersey Shore were the same age. So I remember being in high school when The Hills happened. So to see them be grown, successful people is pretty cool.
That's
what I was,
wondering is you were the same age looking at these people. I didn't know that they're all older
than like, like 19, 18, watching them in Jersey get drunk, live their best life. And I was like, I want to go to Jersey Shore.
I was a senior. I remember when it came out. My birthday's December 3rd. It came out, I'll always remember, 2009, December 3rd.
Yes!
It came out. And it's like, I think it's one of those shows that it's like, exactly, The Hills is coming back. And just because you know them, you're invested in them as a person. They could do nothing, but It'd be different with another show coming out that you don't know. They have to, like, prove to you, watch us, you love us, we know them all. We feel like they're family.
Yeah, that's
they,
what we
like,
love
these
guys.
They, like, literally, like, set up the party scenes. Like, when I turned 21, I was like, yo, let's party it up. Jersey Shore, stop, fist bump, all of that.
So it's cool to see the Jersey. I call them kids, but it's cool to see them where they are now. They're grown, but they... And what I love, because we were talking about this earlier, people put this whole stigma on, oh, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're 30, you shouldn't be drinking. It's like, no,
says
I'm young,
who?
I'm living my best life. Why can't I bachelorette party. Your best life. And, you know, well,
mom shaming. I'm not even a mom, and mom I'm pissed off shaming. About it.
Seriously. Well, speaking about the moms, we're back in Jersey halfway. The girls are in Jersey. J-Wild's back in Jersey. Nicole's in Jersey. But Nicole goes to visit her best friend, Jenny, because she's like, wait a minute. You left abruptly in Vegas. We need to talk to each other. What's happening? Why did you leave? How did you guys feel about when they sat down and talked with each other?
You know, honestly, I just felt like that whole thing, the whole situation between them was really petty. I mean, they're too grown to be like, oh, like,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm upset, so I'm just going to ignore you for 2 days or whatever, and you'll just figure out why I'm upset. Like, come on. You're like, they're in their 30s. Like, I'm not even 30 yet, but I'm still grown enough to, like, not do that. Like, and their moms, like, they're too grown for this. So, I mean, I did like the fact that Snooki was just like, all right, you know what? I'm going to talk to my best friend because this is not normal, so let's just fix it, try to work it out. And she had a point in that conversation when she was just like, oh, Jenny, if you had an issue, you should have, like, texted me or called me, like, right exactly. away. Because mm-hmm. she would have done that if it was the other way around. I was like, yes. I didn't even think about that. I was like, why didn't Jenny do that? Like, yeah. Hello.
Justin, how did you feel when J-Rod was like, you know, before I got to Jersey, I was angry, I was bitter, I was pissed before I even got there. So when I was there, you did all this, and now I'm mad. Do you think she was being too dramatic?
Yeah, I think she was kind of making an excuse as to why she acted the way she did. Like, well, this is why I acted the way I did. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like I hate being, not like I'm a downer, but I hate being a downer because you just don't know what they're told to say, what their influence to say. Like, you just don't know. So it's like so hard that I don't want to be that person. But it's like hard for me sometimes to make an actual, like, I don't know.
Let's pretend.
Yes.
But no, I feel you. It's tough because with reality TV and we see what's happening on Instagram and social medias, it is a little tough to be like, I think this way, but is it really happening? Because is it real?
Yet everybody says the same thing. Oh, is it real? And we watch it. So
it's really great entertaining. But I do like that they sat down because to me, communication is key. Mm-hmm. And I like that J-Rod was like, look, listen, I did feel this type of way. I was bitter. And I like that Nicole was like, great, but you're my friend. You should have texted me and we could have just nipped this in the butt. Mm-hmm. So Nicole's real agenda was, you know what? I'm tired of being in the middle. I want Angelina's and J-Wild to sit down for lunch and be friends. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what, Angelina's? I'm going to make you classy because maybe your classy vibe would transcend over to J-Wild, but I want you guys to sit down. How do you guys feel about that?
I love how Snooki's trying to teach Angelina's how to be classy, and she comes in with that big, like, I do that too, like, with the little thing on my head, but I don't pretend to be classy. She's like, I'm classy, and I'm like,
I'm like, you're giving classy advice to Angelina's. Okay, different. I love it. But I like that she's trying, because she's trying to get them two together. Mm-hmm. And I like that Angelina's is open to it. She's like, all right, you know what? Yes, I was a little aggressive. I do want to be friends with everybody.
I love how you call her that.
Like, Angelina's. Shout out to Mike and the community of, like, Jersey Shore. They've made their own language. Mike adds an S to everything. That's and Angelina amazing. Is now Angelina's.
Lauren's Buffet. Lauren's. I don't know what he was saying.
The fiancés.
The fiancés. But that's cool. Before we go further, Justine, you have a message for the fans out there.
I have a message for you guys. AfterBuzzers, our network produces aftershows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality, sci-fi. There's no network that works harder to give you the television shows that you want, but we need your help. We're asking you to subscribe to one or more of our channels. Just make sure to like, subscribe, comment. We love to hear from you. And if you worry about notifications, don't worry because they're optional. You don't have to click them. You can just watch. Notification free. So make sure to hit the subscribe button, like, comment, and even on iTunes, give us 5 stars. It really helps us out. We love to hear from you guys, and we love to hear you chat on Jersdays. So definitely help us, and thanks for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. That makes sense. You killed that, girl. Woo-hoo. Yes, we love you, as Justine said. Thank you, guys. And thank you guys for always leaving us comments and helping us out find the news and the gossip and all the juicy mm-hmm. juice. You guys are awesome.
God, this show is the best for
awesome.
News and gossip.
Oh, my God. Speaking Ooh. About fans, I want to make sure I do not forget this. So last week episode, when we were talking about Angelina's and acting crazy, Someone slid into my DMs, and I do want to give him an amazing shout out because he is so dope. I'm finding you. But while I'm looking for him, major shout out to you guys because you guys really are the best people, and you guys help us find all the news and gossip. Here he is. Shout out to Cass John. He slid in my DMs and he was like, I am so glad you spoke positively about Angelinas. He wrote that. And sis, your comments were so on point. I was like, yes. Oh my God, you're amazing. He's like, I'm so glad that I found you guys a show last night. Shout out to Cass John. Just wanted to give you a special shout out. His real name is Jonathan. So shout out to you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan. You for watching. We love that. We love Jersdays, and we just, I feel like this show is, I mean, obviously every other show at AfterBuzz is great, but I feel like Jersey Shore is a family, so it's not as much as about, you know, talking about the show. It's all of us, like, reliving, like, it's like their family. And I think that's what I wanted to say before, that I wonder if the new generation likes Jersey Shore, if it's just us watching it, like, because they don't know, they're not invested in them, so are they like, this is boring, and we're, like, loving it?
Or are they like, oh, I know them, because I know there's shows that they're remaking that came out when I was too young to, like, I've never watched... Is it Dallas? But I know what that is because I know what pop culture is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's things that I've never watched when I was a kid because they were for adults. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know who these people are. Let me watch it because I know who the Snooki is. I know who the Pauly D is. Like, I'm curious to, like, because even these girls that they always party with, I know these girls are super young. And you know what I'm saying? The girls at the DTF.
Yeah.
And they're probably 21, 22. And they probably were, like, even 10 when they were, like, Jersey Shore was out. So I think they probably know who these people are. But I guess it is different because the younger people, they don't really watch
TV. I'd be
TV.
Curious to see the statistics or whatever it's called. Yeah. Like, I'd be so curious.
All right, fans, if you guys are listening in the comments, let us know, like, what generation you're in. Let us know how old you are. Mm-hmm. Let us know, like, were you watching Jersey Shore when it originally started, or did you just get into Jersey Shore? And then, like, maybe we can do a poll.
I teared up when I found out it was coming back. So
I was so excited. I was just reliving the days, like, back in my, like, senior year of high school, early years of college. I was like, yo, this is bringing me back. And I was just thinking about all the times, partying and all that. I mean, I don't do that stuff anymore.
made a status about this on my Facebook, so it wasn't, I mean, my Facebook isn't public, but let me know if you guys agree. My status was that, well, you guys aren't from Jersey, but, like, New York.
Yeah.
I said, if you're from Jersey and you hate Jersey Shore, you're just a hater. Yeah. Like, you're just mad that you're not on the show because everyone's like, oh, they put a bad name for us. Like, get over it. They put a bad name for me, technically. I'm from Jersey. But, like, people that are smart enough aren't going to loop you with that. So you're hanging out with dumb people.
Everyone's not the same. And they're not from Jersey. They're actually from New York.
They really
so,
are.
As a New Yorker, you know what I'm saying? They're all from Long Island and Staten Island and Brooklyn. So as a Brooklyn person, I'm like, I'll take it. I don't care. Like,
I'm from Long Island. Like, y'all represent. Right. Come on.
I'm from Jersey. And these people aren't from Jersey, so everyone needs to relax.
Exactly. Jersey people, you guys are off the hook. Thinking about being off the hook, the boys, while the girls are in Jersey trying to figure out their whole thing with the Angelinas, the boys are in Vegas living their best life because the girls are not there. Mm-hmm. Ronnie is somewhat trying to separate from Jen and the boys, and that's why the four Guidos and the baby comes in, because the boys like, you know what, Ronnie, let's help you baby shop. And the boys go baby shopping with Ronnie. Mm-hmm. Were you guys like all in your feelings?
That was super sweet. I honestly, it's just another reason why I love the group so much. Like, they're there for Ronnie, like, no matter what the situation is. And I really feel like Ronnie definitely needed that, you know? I was surprised to see how many broken TVs were.
Yo, like, so the boys, they end up at Ronnie's house and they're trying to set up the baby's new room, but the boys are like, wait, okay, there are like two broken TVs in your house that Jen broke. And for those who don't remember, a few months ago when we were doing a season one of the show, we reported here for News and Gossip that Ron and Jen were fighting, and we had that IG story on those, like, mystical stairs that the guys are talking about. So they come into the house and there's TVs broken, stuff is everywhere, and the guys are like, wait, what's happening?
I wonder, like, how she broke them. Like, did she take a lamp and throw it in? Like, I want to know details of how that TV got.
Do you think she did it with her fist?
Someone said golf club, but they could have just been exaggerating. If she did that with her fist, wow, Jen, I apologize for everything that I've ever said. I don't want no smoke.
No, she's like, she's like a boss. Like, really, though. She just come in and is like, yo.
Because you can tell she's the type of girl where she's always had to probably protect herself. Yeah. And she's the type of girl that you don't want no beef with. Like, she's a girl that I feel will punch a dude in the face and be like, bring it.
Probably did that to Ronnie a few times.
Okay.
I mean, and then I know, and people give her a lot of crap, but honestly, like, I If she's crazy, I'm just like, I know what it's like to feel almost like you need to protect yourself. Like, yeah. I'm not going to take, maybe she took that shit when she was younger by people and people making fun of her. So I know that feeling like, no, you're not going to mess with me. So mm-hmm. I'd rather come across as I'm going to kill you than a little wimp. So I'm like, all right, Jen, I feel you. Yeah.
And she's like, she will literally kill somebody.
She will kill you. I mean, she almost killed Ronnie with the car, with the blood. But
we never saw that.
She has a police report and the car had blood on her white car. His blood because she hit him with the car.
But like it wasn't while they were filming. Did we talk about that?
We talked about it season one when in News and Gossip.
Oh, yeah.
She hit him with the car.
They didn't show it.
TMZ report. They're probably not going to show it this season. But TMZ reported that's why they went back to Jersey. Don't let Jersey Shore. Don't let them fool you. Like, let's go back to Jersey. No.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
MTV was like, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You got to come back to Jersey because I think Vegas was like, enough's enough. Like, you guys are doing too much, and they had to go back. And I think Ron had to go back and forth because of the baby and stuff like that. But I understand it because she's a mom and she has two kids to protect, and there was a time where he was sending nasty messages to her 10-year-old. So yeah, you might have to get hit by my car.
That's insane.
Shout out to you, Jen.
I forgot she's a 10-year-old.
Yeah, she's a kid, and he was 10-year-old. You know, they're figuring out their stuff, and I hope and I pray that nothing escalates like after that car situation, because she has two kids, they have a daughter together, and the 10-year-old is now witnessing this. So I just pray and hope that they stay with it. But who's keeping it positive? Vinny and Pauly. There's a romance happening in Vegas.
Romantment.
Have you guys ever, I know me, I go to Vegas a lot. I've always wanted to go and do a Britney Spears, like go with a friend and get married and then get it annulled. Have you guys ever wanted to do that or just me?
No. Honestly, like, not that it wouldn't be fun to do that, but it would just be a lot of work to go through, like, divorcing. Like, you know what I mean?
It'd be fun to watch, I think. Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't want to do it myself. I'd be like, look at you guys. Are you getting a nose? Okay.
I thought it was so funny when it was... That whole situation was so funny, and it was just like, because you saw Mike walking down being the flower girl, and then it was only Ronnie sitting in the front. Like,
I love it.
I love how supportive Mike and Ronnie are of Pauly and Vinny's relationship.
It's so cool.
Like, they're not jealous of their romance.
I love it. Because, you know, like, you have a group of friends, and each friend serves a different purpose. And maybe in your group, two of them seem to be a little bit closer. But if you're confident and you're okay with that, it's cool. And I love how all four of them together. I love how they all have fun still. I love that they were just like, I'm sure it was the producers, but, like, let's go to a chapel and get fake bromance. Let's get fake married and all that fun stuff. But they look like they're a lot of fun. And
I wish I was invited to that wedding. That looks like a cool wedding to go to.
They are fun. I mean, I feel like when they always say, I think it's like, yeah, they're Pauly and, yes, Pauly and Vinny. God, I'm like getting confused with all of them right now. I know they all are, but there's so many names. They are, I think, like, they're the closest because they probably have so much, have more in common, but they always would say MVP. Mm-hmm. But that was when Ronnie was kind of like, he's always the one in a crazy, toxic relationship. So what is it when they're all together?
RSVP.
That is what it is.
That
works out perfectly.
Isn't it awesome? Mm-hmm. RSVP. So you guys you were at the wedding, but do you wish you were at the bachelor party post, like the turn up honeymoon phase?
I would have been that girl that was eating the burgers and fries.
Me too.
I would have been like, you know what? You guys can have fun over there. I'm just going to eat the fries and the burgers.
Oh my God.
No, if I was drunk, I would be in the room because I'd be wasted, blacked out, and then I'd be out like looking to eat. But if I was sober, I'd be with Mike having a water and eating because I don't drink anymore. So
can you guys just imagine, Pauly D, he DJs every day at Dre's. He lives his best life. Just imagine the amount of girls he can take home every night.
Mm-hmm.
Because him and his new boo, live their best life, and they bring all these girls home who won't stop twerking for some reason.
Oh my God, that was annoying.
So annoying. Walking through the door twerking.
Cabs are here.
Have you seen that video when she's like, I'm drinking, I'm twerking, on the floor, twerk. Like, everything was like a twerk. But the girls were twerking, living their best life, hooking up with the new married couple. And like you said, I'm the girl with the burgers.
Oh, yeah.
That's me. Living my best life.
I mean, that girl, I was just like, you know what? Like, I respect her. She didn't even want it. She was
like, I'm good. I'm on national television.
She was just eating the burgers. And, like, those, oh, my God. The girls that were twerking, especially, I'm like, you just look annoying. Like, oh, look at me shaking my ass. Like, oh, God. I mean, I can't twerk, so
non-stop. It was non-stop.
Twerking. I'm like, were you twerking when you were signing your parents' release?
She was in the cab. She's like, oh, my gosh, I can't stop shaking my butt.
No, but she was so annoying because you could tell, like, there was makeup all over them. They were wasted. Yeah. Like, I felt bad because I'm like, I've looked like that so many times, hence why I don't drink. So it's like, well, Vegas feel
is
bad
that,
for them.
Vegas is that vibe, I think, where you go, you turn up, you're like, I'll probably never see these people ever again. And now they'll have a story for the rest of their lives that, one, they were on season two, and they hooked up with Pauly and or Vinny and ate really good.
So you think they all, like hooked up?
I'm sure. I mean, Pauly walked out with his basketball shorts on.
So do you think we all, like, do you think that now that they're a married couple, they're going to have, like, foursomes? Or three?
The threesomes? Boys?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they were probably doing that before. They're boys. No shade, guys, but yeah, I feel like...
Really? I feel like guys are so weird about, like, another dude.
No. On the East Coast, they call that running trains. I know people listening, if you're from the East
Coast. I'm from the East Coast, and I don't know what that is.
That's a thing, and they're from New York, and I know that they know what that is, and I feel like they've probably done that before.
So you think they're, like, into each other a little bit?
No. There's a difference between, like, having a threesome and running trains.
We'll talk after.
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll
just say, I feel like the boys from Jersey Shore have lived their best life over the past 10 years with the girls. There was a whole smush room dedicated to them hooking up with girls. I'm just saying.
The smush room.
So now when you're this big and you make all this money, I know they're having extra freakier sex. I would if I was that rich.
I just think I'm so excited to see them go to Jersey because it's weird. Now we're so used to them. Like, I remember, was it last season or in Miami? They're like, yo, we got like a mansion. Like, we're living it up. Like, they all have money. They all live in super nice houses that they started. It's just weird to see them starting in the Jersey Shore house that was, like, beat up and nothing special at all. Mm-hmm. And now I wonder if they go back and they're like, this is the house.
That house is expensive to rent if anybody's interested in Airbnb.
Oh, it's so expensive. Oh, yeah. It's a couple thousand.
Yeah, and, I saw that.
But the good thing about that house is now they can drive home and see their kids. So I think MTV was very smart when they sat down with these guys to make negotiations for season two. They probably was like, look, we want to take you guys around the world, but let's bring you guys back to Jersey because at least you guys, because remember Miami, they were homesick. They wanted to see their babies. Now they can go. Dina can now be there. They can go pick up their baby. Jersey's right there.
Except for Ronnie.
See, now that's tough because Ronnie's baby's on the other side of the country. So.
And
that's
what about Pauly?
Where's
Pauly's kid? I never hear about Pauly and his kid.
Because he protects his kid, and I love that he does
that.
I want
to make his kid the baby meatball of the week next week.
Does anybody know what he looks like? Or she?
I've seen him. She's beautiful. I think if you just Google Pauly D's daughter, she pops up.
But you would think that she'd be going around. It would be, I don't know. You would think that you'd see her more.
Listen, Pauly D's 37 years old. That's a grown-ass man. He probably sat his baby mother down and probably made her sign something and was like, there's no Instagrams. There's none of that. And he probably pays. His child support's probably amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Smart. Because I watched this thing and Snooki was talking about how she didn't want to have her kids grow up in the limelight, whatever. And she's like, but I do have them. They are on my YouTube show, and they do have their own Instagrams, but just for fun. I'm like,
no.
What? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. Like, I can't.
Cray, cray. But it was a really, really good episode. Let's get into our first segment, Little Meatball of the Week.
Yes.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, hello. Thank you for getting it.
Oh, my gosh. She looks just like him.
So for those who are listening on the podcast and can't physically see, Juliet, our major engineer, she pulled up a picture of Pauly D's baby girl.
Who
now, I believe, is like 3 or 4. But this is a beautiful picture of her when she was a baby and a picture of his baby mama.
Wait, she's like, gets them all ready. We didn't even have this prep that she has.
Ooh, baby mama worked at Hooters?
Okay.
I'm not surprised. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't get over Pauly and his big chains. Like, it just doesn't go away. He's almost 40 and he literally looks the same.
He really does.
He has an age, which is amazing. But that's the thing, though. Like, 40 today is a different 40. Like, he's only 37. Yeah. That's still young. And he takes care of himself. He works out. So that's skin. And he's rich. He ain't like us. He don't work no damn 9-to-5 where he's stressed and got wrinkles. He don't got to work. He can party. Sleep in all day, take care of his baby, and oh, there she is.
I
wonder how often he sees her.
She is adorable.
Hi, mamas. Again, now we have an updated picture of her. She's about like maybe 3 or 4 with her cute bunny ears, and she looks exactly like
I Pauly really am
D.
So curious.
Thank
how
you,
often I'm curious how often
you should write him and ask
her.
Him.
Can you imagine he actually answers? No, because everyone is
going to be like, don't ask me that.
Because everyone's so open. He doesn't even talk about her. He talked about her one time.
That's a good thing. That's keep my kids private. I don't want, like, I love that. Like, I hate that, like, these kids have Instagram pages. Yeah. He's probably like, I don't want her in 20 years. I don't want any of you people to ever be able to find my kid. She ain't going to have no Instagram page and she's not going to be on YouTube. I like that he still
does that. It's just I almost for a while forget because I'm like, maybe he doesn't see her. Like,
no, maybe
you know.
He doesn't want y'all in his business. And like, tracking the baby.
That's good for him, but for us, we're like, no, I want to see.
Mm-mm. He does not want you to know what school this little girl goes to. Like, Ronnie's
is too much drama.
Ronnie's poor kid, that poor little girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, this girl, she'll never really know what's going on. But let's get into a little, well, this kind of led into Little Meatball. Let's go into our other segment, another Little Meatball of the Week.
Little Meatball of the Week.
Do we have our meatball picture?
I love the meatballs.
Well, I love meatballs in real life, too. Well, DJ, you can explain who the... Say that one more time, love. Hi, Julia.
I only have media that Nikia sent over. So thank video you. And a few pictures.
Thank you so much. Well, DJ, you can explain the meatball that you picked this week.
So the meatball I picked this week is Little Lorenzo, Snooki's son, Snooki's firstborn. So cute. He actually had a birthday last month.
How old is he now?
I think he's like 5 or something.
I feel like that kid was just born.
He was born,
I think, 2013, right?
Sheesh.
Well, when I did an MTV commercial with Snooki and Dina, and right after that was January of 2012, and very soon after she announced her pregnancy. Wow. So
yeah, he's like 5. Yeah, now, 5 or 6. Oh well, one thing about him, he looks exactly like his father.
He does.
Oh,
spitting image. All and of the kids look like.
Originally, I thought that he looked like Snooki, like when he was little, yes. And then now he looks like Gianni, and then Giovanna, she looks
exactly like Snooki.
It's the cutest thing ever. She looks exactly like her.
I love seeing videos of Snooki's daughter and JWoww's daughter together.
They're like little JWoww's and little Snooki's.
I see the video, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's like literally them, but like, you know,
shout out to the little meatballs. I wonder if, like, depending on where Polly's daughter lives, I don't know where she lives, I wonder if they have, like, play dates with all the kids.
I know. It's so crazy because his daughter's the same age as...
Probably Lorenzo, maybe. I think his daughter's, like, 4 or 5, maybe.
That's, you know what's so crazy? Yeah, that's so crazy because we hear about all the little kids and, like, how they have play dates, and I, like, forget that Polly has a kid to have a play date. Like, it's so weird to me.
Trust me, Polly doesn't forget. He loves his daughter, but he doesn't want people in his business, probably, which I don't blame him. Like, I love when people who are famous or reality TV stars, they're like, you'll get what I give you. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I feel like when you give people too much, they feel like they have to right to comment on a lot of stuff. And speaking of, let's get into news and gossip.
Oh, yeah.
This is huge.
Here we go, y'all.
No.
It's about to happen. Yeah, flip these lights.
The biggest news and gossip.
Get real.
Alert, alert, alert. OMG. Ooh. So before we did this show maybe 2 hours ago, shout out to Jersey Shore MTV News on Instagram. I love you guys. Mm-hmm. They reported, and so did TMZ. So when TMZ reports it, you know it's real. They reported, and I quote, Jersey Shore star Jenny JWoww Farley has reportedly filed for divorce from her husband of less than 3 years, Roger Matthews. The divorce complaint was filed September 12th in Superior Court in Ocean County. Farley, 32, cited irreconcilable difference. According to Asbury Park Press and the New Jersey paper, the plaintiff and the defendant have, you know what I'm trying to say, differences which have caused a breakdown of the marriage for a period of the last 6 months, which make it appear that the marriage could be dissolved and that there is no prospect of reconciliation. And also,
6 months is not that long.
It's not that long. And you know what's crazy? 6 months, they filmed season 1 and then they filmed this season. So it could have been something where they were already beefing and going through something and then she left to do the show. Like, I don't know if they were already fighting, you know what I'm saying, before she went to go film the show. And then Jersey Shore MTV News reported that, I love when people do this, JWoww is no longer following Roger on Instagram. No longer friends.
Oh, that's taking it too far.
Again, TMZ reported this story. And as we were watching Jersey Shore, we got an update video from the man, Roger.
Oh, my God. I'm
himself.
So
sad. His caption says, while Julia pulls up the video, it says, praying for a better tomorrow. Sorry, world. I'm taking a day off from praying for you today. And I'm just going to pray for my family. Hope springs eternal. And in the video, he kind of gives his side of the story.
All right. So here you go, you bloodthirsty bastards. I have to know what's going on. You're the same people that go to a hockey game to see a fight break out, go to NASCAR to see somebody wreck in a car and get mangled. No, I'm kidding. Some of you probably actually are genuinely concerned. I appreciate that. My wife filed for divorce. It's true. I'm just going to keep it simple. I don't blame her. There's no cheating or any dumb shit and any juicy details. It's she just grew tired of the repetitive pattern that we fell into. With again, I'm not going to get into detail, but it was a repetitive pattern and not a good one. But here's what's also true. I'm not done fighting. I'm going to win my wife back. I'm going to win her affection back. I'm going to win her love back. I have no intention of being a single dad. We're in counseling, so there is hope. It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Wow. Mm. What do you guys think about that? Roger's saying, I'm not losing this fight.
That was really hot.
He's like fighting for his woman.
I really do appreciate the fact that he made this video, because that does give me hope, because I was rooting for them. They were like my favorite couple. And so when I heard about the news, I was like, oh my gosh, this like honestly breaks my heart. I'm like, yo, is there any hope? I mean, it's like saying if Will or Jada, like, you know, got a divorce or something like that almost. It's like, it's going to be heartbreaking. So I saw this video, I'm just like, oh, I'm not done fighting. He's like, I'm not done fighting. Yeah. I'm going to fight for this, whatever. I'm like, yes, that does give me hope. So thank you, Roger.
Sorry, babe. No,
it's okay. I was just going to say I was really happy, because there's so many rumors, speculations, and I like that he just like, all right, here you go. Yep. Takes his phone. She filed for divorce. This is what happened. I'm not done. This is my side. Like, thank you. That's all I want celebrities to do. Yes. Just tell us so that it's not, because now the rumors are going to stop. Like, we know what's going on.
I love when people keep it real. I love that they nipped it in the bud, and it's not going to be no gossip, no rumors.
He's like, look, from her.
Exactly. Seriously. He's like, this is what it is. She filed for divorce, but we're in counseling right now.
Yeah.
And leave it alone. And that's literally what I love, because then TMZ and people don't have to make up their own narrative. Yep. Mm-hmm. They're controlling their narrative. And I can't wait to see, like, if she does say anything.
Let us know.
More celebrities need to start doing that. Hello. Like, if you're going to have that kind of a lifestyle where you, like, basically the whole world knows about your life and you have like a reality TV show or whatever it is, like, just be upfront, because that's
feed people off of it, exactly, because like,
you said, they need to like control their narrative, or otherwise people are going to just create up
and
stories.
People will now look at that and be like, we love it, but to be something more positive, because this was
but
this
let
was
us know
bad.
What you think. I want to know.
Yes. Let us know what you think in the comments. Let us know,
like,
this
let
is
us
a
know
lot.
If you think they're let us know who's team, not team, that sounds bad, but like, who do you think who do you think is like the what, like, why do you think Jenny did it? Do you think it's Roger? Do you think it's both? Like, I watched Jenny Domesticated, or whatever it's called on YouTube. Like, trust me, it's the Farley or the Rogers.
Yeah.
No, Rogers. Roger the Matthews. Okay, you know what I mean. I watched them on YouTube, and I love their family, and I'm praying for them.
Yes, we're praying for you guys. But something a little bit more positive. Jersey Shore, they are up for a nomination for People's Choice Awards.
Ooh.
And J-Wild posted, she says, please vote for us for reality show of 2018 at the People's Choice Awards.
Ooh, they got my
and
vote.
She also said, make sure to vote for Best Show Revival as well for E's People's Choice Awards, which will be airing November 11th. Make sure you guys vote. We love Jersey Shore. And if you guys want the link to vote, go to J-Wild's Insta stories, and know there's nothing in there about the divorce, because I checked. She's just doing her promotion. Make sure you guys swipe up and you guys can vote. Wow, that's a lot. And also,
didn't the Kardashians win that last time?
I think they did.
Okay, it's time for Jersey Shore.
Jersey. Let's love Jersey Shore. And just a little update from your girl Snooki. Justine was letting us know that she will be hosting a brand new show on MTV called MTV Tattoo Too Far, where I believe your bestie gets to pick whatever tattoo they want and tattoo it on you. So it could be a penis on your face and you can't say anything about it.
I would literally never do that. Let us know. Would you guys do that? Would you guys in the comments below do that?
Would you guys do that?
No.
Hell no.
What if you guys got paid?
Hell no.
How much?
No.
$10,000.
No.
No.
To have
not on your face, any place they can tattoo whatever they want on your body.
No, because I would be afraid it would... No, because nothing is...
Yeah, I don't
know. But then again, hey, wait. You could get it removed.
And you can get it covered. I'm just saying.
But how much is that going to cost? That
would be in my deal. I would be like, if I don't like it, can
it
I...
It has to be no more... $1 million.
I can do $1 million. You can put whatever you want on my body.
Maybe. Yeah, I have to think
about
it.
But no face. But then you can get it removed. But
$1 million? No penises on the face. All right, y'all. Let's get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
All right, y'all. Looks like we are going to New Jersey.
Where it all started. I'm so excited.
What do you guys think is going to happen, and what do you want to see happen?
Oh, there's just going to be a whole lot more craziness. I think, since Angelina's going to be there, you know, she's going to be doing something weird again. But I think this time, you know, I think the group is taking her as she is. She's crazy. She's wild. So they're just like, they're accepting her. And yeah, I mean, there's going to be some interesting drama, I guess. So, I don't know.
We'll see. Hello. We'll see. I can't wait.
I like
had
that.
To. I had to.
Hello. What are you excited for, Justine?
I mean, just to be back in Jersey.
Yes.
Jersey's my home. So, like, it just, it means so much to me. Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you guys. Jersey Shore came out in 2009, 2008. I was in a beach house. My family got it right across from the Jersey Shore house, but we didn't know it wasn't the Jersey Shore house. But so when I saw that, I was like, every time that they'd pan, I saw the house I stayed at. It's so funny. Like,
it's nostalgic. That's why it, that's
exactly.
So
it reminds me of, we were talking about our childhood. So there's probably stuff out there that you guys, it reminds you of your childhood or younger years. And it's just really exciting.
I'm excited to be back in Jersey from the East Coast again. When 2009, this show came out, I was in college. So it was really exciting to see them go through their journey. So I'm excited to see them now in their 30s back home in Jersey. And I can't wait to be like, because, you know, Atlantic City, that's our Vegas. And though it's gross and dirty, but we love it. So I can't wait to see them in Jersey. And I kind of miss Deaners. So I can't wait to see Deaners.
Of course,
and her growing belly button, her growing baby belly. So I'm really excited. So I hope that they turn up, and I hope I feel like Jen will come to Jersey and start some shit, his baby mother, and maybe they'll get into another fight. So that's what, goodness. Not that I don't want to see, but I feel like something like that might happen. And I also think that Paulie and Angelina's might do some more flirting, but we shall see. All right, y'all, this was a crazy episode, but before we get out of here, guys, tell the kids where they can follow you at.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and watching with us. I'm DJ, a.k.a. Big Mama DJ, a.k.a. Janon. You can find me on Instagram at Janonbo.
And you can find me on my Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine. I post makeup videos and pop culture entertainment and all of that fun stuff.
She does really great makeup.
Yes, she's about to do mine soon.
Yes, I need a face beat. you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom and AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys follow us on iTunes, YouTube, Twitters, Instagrams, Facebooks. That's for you, Mike.
Social medias.
And make sure you guys leave us comments and we will give you some fan shout outs. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next day for another Jersey.
Cabsy here!
Yeah!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.